Did I ever tell you guys I met Jose Mourinho in the trampoline park once? To be honest, the conversation was quite up and down.
Oh, Father Time, speaking wisdom into my mind. Tell me stories of all that are great. Cherish these days before it's too late.
Yes, guys, welcome to episode 4006 or 43 or 42. I don't know. This is my first podcast in, I don't know, maybe since even before COVID. Yeah, great to be back. You know, you've had the wonderful Alex filling in for now. But yeah, you know, we're really excited to bring GoPost Jumpers back for you guys. Obviously, Alex doing one episode, me doing another episode. I just remembered I started the episode by saying yes guys welcome and recording a podcast on your own is not fucking easy. Let me just point that out before everyone tunes out. Try my best. This is just, I'm so used to having Alex sat opposite me taking the piss out of me. So I feel like I'm one of those people that needs to have someone tell me when to shut up before I go off on a tangent or talk complete shit. Like, one thing I give Alex is he does have great football knowledge. Not saying that I don't. You know, this is definitely worth your time listening right now. We've got great features up ahead. Hey, we've got the twat list back. The twat list, as voted by the New York Times as the best podcast feature of all time. They definitely said that. I didn't make it up. It is the twat list. For anyone who doesn't know, the twat list is a cryptic clue game surrounding football, obviously. This is a football podcast, guys. Let's not forget, first and foremost, this is, well, it's kind of a football podcast. Well, it's a podcast. It's something. But the twat list is a cryptic clue. We've got cryptic clue games. Sorry, we've got tweets of the week. We've got various shit to talk about. You know, football's weird now. Well, the world's weird. And football isn't slowing down in, you know, matching how fucking weird the world is. I think when we used to record, it was starting to kind of get there, but I feel like we're now fully there. It's fucking, yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. But yeah, we've got TikTok reacts. You guys send in some weird shit. I've got to be honest, I've had to, oh, Liverpool just scored. There we go. Got Liverpool, Newcastle in the background. Darwin has just scored. I took him out of my fantasy team. Ooh, fantasy team, by the way. I'm really good at it this year. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I'm absolutely smashing it. Other than taking Darwin out of my team. Yeah, look, I'm going to kick this off with the twat list. Because I know you guys are just like, shut up. Do the twat list already, because it's, I can't wait. It's the best.
Twat.
Just to kind of preface this, if you don't get the twat list, it means you're stupid. It literally means that you don't know anything about football. No pressure. So clue number one makes up the first name of the, I'll give you a clue, former footballer. And that clue is clue number one. No way. Is that a permanent marker? Can you draw all over me and my mate, please? Okay. So that's, no way. Is that a permanent marker? Can you draw all over me and my mate, please? Genius. Clue number two is Sol Campbell was once rumoured to have gone Yeah. So Sol Campbell was once rumored to have gone. It's easy, isn't it? Come on. I mean, come on. Clue number three, Sean Wright Phillips thinks he is this when he looks at Ian. Sean Wright Phillips thinks he is this when he looks at Ian. So, unfortunately, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out the answer. I'm sorry. But going to kick things off with, I've kicked it off. It's been kicked off at this point. Has anyone seen how Alexander Isaac talks? Like Swedish international Alexander Isaac. I'm gonna play this. This is I couldn't fucking believe it.
Muff.
When did he go down? What did you point
out? Not you know when he went down?
About hairlines, was it?
No. Yeah, it could have been. He was down before that.
What did you put him down for?
I put him down. I said, is he early in for training?
Yeah, he's early.
No, but I see him on the road when I come to training.
Nah.
Yeah.
Are you in for like 10 to 9?
Yeah, I'd say most early.
10 to 9, bro. Some people are here like 7.
What the fuck? He sounds like the guy of Top Boy. He's Swedish, by the way. Let's not forget, first and foremost, he's Swedish. You could have sat me down for 57,000 years and I never would have guessed that is what his voice is, sounds like. That's incredible. Plenty of mental things going on in football. I've seen Messi's goal, first MLS goal, although... Is it me or does it seem like Inter Miami are playing every single day? Like every single day I go on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok, he scored another goal. Every day. And I'm not exaggerating here. I genuinely feel like they're playing every day. Because today I logged on and I saw this fucking goal.
Finds Messi. Robinson leaves, Busquets over to Jordi Alba, what a touch! Messi to his right, he keeps it on his left, of course. Oh, what a ball to Tomaski! Oh! And to Messi!
I cannot believe how good he is. I know everyone is talking about Messi's pass, which is insane. He sees stuff that you can't even see on the TV yet. But that overhead kick into Messi, they've got Inter Miami playing like Guardiola's Barcelona right now. It's incredible. But I promise you they're playing every single day. I'm adamant about that. Mike Dean has openly... kind of dropped the ball that referees in the Premier League are corrupt after all. Like we're shocked, yeah? Like we're shocked that they're corrupt. Yeah. So he has admitted that he failed to change a VAR decision to save his, and I quote, mate, Anthony Taylor from more grief. So in his words, he said, I missed the stupid hair pull at Chelsea versus Tottenham, which was pathetic. From my point of view, it's one of them where if I had my time again, what would I do? I'd send Anthony to the screen. I didn't want to send him up because he is a mate as well as a referee, and I didn't want any more grief than he already had. What a fucking cunt. Are you serious? How isn't anyone kicking off about this? Like, I've seen like some sporadic tweets saying, not surprised. This is fucking insane. This is insane. Like, people wage money on this sport. People, teams have everything on the line. Finances on the line. Backroom staff, catering staff rely on their teams getting results. And here's this prick basically admitting that he was biased towards his mate. That is just not... I used to like him as well, because he went on that Peter Crouch podcast and I thought, do you know what? He's actually all right. And I imagine he's slipped up here. He's massively slipped up. He was on another podcast and he obviously thought he could confide in the fact that, you know, probably along the lines like, look, everyone slips up now and again. But this is revealed genuine corruption in the officiating game. And I'm not surprised. Like, we've seen it constantly. So yeah, other than that, I think everyone is sending that, what is it, that guy, I can't remember his name, doing the slow motion goal celebration. And I'm sorry if you've already seen this. I've been sent it 9 times this week. But just in case you haven't, I know it's been sent around a lot, but this is one of those moments in football pop culture that deserves it. It's genius. It's the knee slide. It's so fucking good. That is... It looks more like FIFA celebrations than real life, but I don't know how he has done that. Like, I'm not saying that I've been stood in the mirror or trying to do it myself, but I don't think most people have enough muscles in their face to do what he's done there. That is absolutely genius. And even though that is probably the 19th time you've seen that now, I'm glad I could share that with you. Other tweets, so Nuno Santo, who is another one of the sellouts who's gone to Saudi, has reportedly informed that informed the Al Ittihad board that Karim Benzema does not fit into his tactical style. He wasn't keen on signing the Ballon d'Or winner in the first place, which is leading to tension between the two men. Hey, Nuno, you're stupid. What do you mean he doesn't? What do you mean Karim Benzema doesn't fit into your... What tactical style? Is your tactics to lose? Oh, this is amazing. Luke, does anyone know Luke Bennett? I asked that like there's anyone else in the room, but if you guys haven't listened or seen Luke Bennett on TikTok, he is my guilty pleasure. Like, but all of the videos where everyone used to like send him like, how do I describe this? So people would ask him to do really weird things in his kitchen and act them out. And he thinks he's really good at acting. And someone has brought this back, this tweet back to my attention. Someone asked him, what would you do if you found Martin Skirtle in your house wearing the plants and painting the radiators? Now, just to reiterate, he's in his kitchen recording himself doing this.
All right, this is just a random question, but I'll act it out for you, Mike, if you want me to. Sorry. Oh, it's been a hard day at work. Is that Martin Skirtle? Why are you watering my plants and painting my radiators? Get out! Get out! Get out! There you go, Mike. Tim, obviously, I'm only joking and acting out, boys. Thanks for the question. Keep being
He's only joking. Martin Scott wasn't in his house watering the plants. He was joking. Oh, fuck me. I love him. Yeah. Sorry. It's just like people like him and Khal Dragon are absolutely killing like the social media scene now. Like TikTok. I feel like all you need to do to become TikTok famous these days is be autistic. And look, there's nothing wrong with being autistic. I'm fairly sure sometimes I'm autistic, but I think the more autistic you are, the more Twitter, TikTok followers you have. And do you know what? Fair play to them. Fucking fair play to them. So yeah, Malaga fans are apparently annoyed about the lack of sign-ins at the moment. And when I'm annoyed that Cardiff haven't signed anyone, I just kind of get annoyed in a normal way. You know, maybe tell another Cardiff fan that we need to make more sign-ins. But no, Malaga fans, they go a step further. They were so annoyed at the club not making any sign-ins that they essentially went to the local airport, as in the Malaga airport, obviously. He picked a random person coming out of departures and pretended to greet them as a new player. So for anyone who's listening to the podcast here, not watching the YouTube, which, by the way, go and watch the YouTube. This is so much funnier on YouTube. There is a poor Asian guy who's just come off a flight and they're presenting him with a shirt and chanting his name. Oh, my fucking God, man. I don't know what I'd do in that situation. I would probably freak the fuck out. I think there'd be punches thrown. I don't know. I just, if a bunch of blokes died coming up to me and chanting at me, I would think they were trying to like, I don't know, like recruit me for their cult or something and just start getting scared and weird. Has anyone seen Richarlison's tattoos, by the way? Because I feel like I might be completely out the loop here and I've only come across this week, but he has the worst tattoos I have ever seen in my life. He's also shit, but so it kind of, you know, shit tattoos, shit player, fair. But no, he's got Ronaldo, as in original Ronaldo, R9, Neymar on the right, and then what looks like himself in the middle, but if he had Down syndrome, if you kind of like grabbed his face and just like squeezed it, like squeezed his little stupid little face, with like, I think the favelas at the bottom, but it's the way he seems to think he's in the same bracket as Neymar and R9, and he can't even score, first of all. I don't know what he does. I think he might be one of the most overrated players to ever touch the Premier League, ever. Yeah, he's weird. But do you know what annoys me even more? I lost the plot a little bit. I can't remember a name now. 2 seconds.
A little longer than a few minutes later.
Right, I got it. So I don't know who Karen Carney is. I genuinely do not know who she is. But she is kind of ruining Monday Night Football at the moment. Whereas we used to have Jamie Carragher and Gary Neville, you know, kind of, you know, giving us expert analysis. It was great. It was genuine gold. It was amazing to watch. We now have this woman called Karen Carney who has gone on Monday Night Football and has basically declared that all of the brands involved in football need to share everything out equally between the men's and the women's game. I'm just going to play the clip for you guys to listen to, just in case you lived under a rock and you haven't heard it. Hopefully it didn't make you be as violently sick as I did.
I think the clubs aren't investing because they're not making money from it. It's actually a loss maker, the women's game right now. Do you think that's what's
men's
holding
football
them back?
Is. Men's football doesn't make profit. What clubs do in men's football is they invest in it. They're okay to have that loss, but the overall asset of a football club grows. And also I'd argue that are the books correct that are published about women's football? There's a lot of stuff as well where, you know, if a brand sponsors a football club and they say, we sponsor the football club, well, how much goes to men and how much goes to women? Or is it the club, yeah, we fund the women? Well, how much is that? I went somewhere last week.
What should it be compared to the...
I think big brands should go, if we're sponsoring a football club, and this is just my personal opinion, if a big brand is going, we're going to sponsor your football club, go 50-50. Invest and say, look, I'm giving 50% to the men, 50% to the women, and state it. Because as a brand, when you're sponsoring something, in my opinion, that's a big audience. It shouldn't just be one type of audience. And I think brands have got to do a better job of that as well. I went somewhere last week or the week before and I had an argument with someone and said, are you sponsoring this team? I said, yeah. And I said, well, are you going to make sure that funding goes equally to the women's team? And they were like, okay, we'll look into it. But if you're sponsoring the whole club, you have to be really clear on that. So for me, there's still lots of issues that need to be raised.
I cannot. I think that's the furthest I've made it through that clip. She is so ignorant to reality. I think she might be schizophrenic or something. She's got a mental health issue. If she genuinely believes what she has just said is logic, I'm all for getting behind other people's opinions, no matter what it is, and respecting opinions. And that's fine, Karen, you have that opinion, but please just know that is one of the most stupid things I genuinely think I've ever heard. So just to kind of nip this in the bud with you, there are 4.7 billion Premier League viewers annually. 4.7 billion. The Women's Super League has 16 million. And it's great. It's great that the women's sport is growing. I don't care. No one cares. I don't think anyone actively doesn't want women's football to grow. Of course we want it to grow. You'd have to be a psychopath or really, I don't know, just obviously the biggest misogynist ever to actively cheer against the women's football to not grow. Because it doesn't affect me. If women's football grows, it doesn't affect me or my I'll keep watching men's football. I'll watch women's football as well if it gets good enough to watch. I just, right now, it's not entertaining enough for me. But at the moment, 16 million people are tuning in to the Women's Super League. 4.7 billion. Like, I'm no mathematician here, but for fuck's sake, come on. If you took the women's... If you took these stats, the Women's Super League is essentially watched by 0.3% as many viewers as the Premier League is. Not 10%, not 15%, not even 5%, not even 2%, 0.3%. So if you're talking about brand share and what is fair from a brand share perspective, in conjunction to what the women's game is bringing in itself, if you take, for instance, Man United's £90 million your shirt sponsor, 0.3% would equate to 270,000. That is what you deserve to get. But you don't. You get a lot more than that. And this comes from the men's game. Most of the money that is funding the women's game is coming from the men's game. And that's fine. Like, the women's football needs a handout to grow. And as soon as you guys own that, the animosity will go away. People won't have their backs up because every second conversation at the moment about women's football isn't about the actual football. It's about money or it's about sexual harassment, which is fine. And those conversations need to happen, especially with what happened to the Spanish women's team. That was disgusting. But every second conversation about women's football is always about money. Constantly. Like Megan Rapinoe has spent her entire career talking about that she wants the money from the men's game without actually providing any facts or figures to back what she is saying up. So again, just want to kind of reiterate, as a podcast, we are not against women's football. A lot of people aren't. Like, I just think right now where it's at, it's growing and that's amazing. But this needs to stop. This asking for handouts without actually consciously asking for a handout, it needs to stop. Even Ultimate Team, you've got Sam Kerr, the Chelsea women's player on Ultimate Team, now rated better than the majority of men's players on Ultimate Team, which is, you know, that's just insane. Like, you know, you're ruining kids' perspectives, really, because kids are going to grow up now thinking that, you know, that is true, and it's not. And the only positive I can take away from that is Aluko at least is retired and she can't go on TalkSport and say, oh, I've got a 91 rated card or some shit, because she actually fucking would, let's be honest. But look, whatever. It nearly has annoyed me as much as Neymar going to Saudi Arabia, to be honest. I don't get that. I genuinely think he is quite literally wasted his career, the majority of his career. Neymar is so fucking good. He's so, so good. And we know that. It doesn't take a genius to say that Neymar is obviously world class. I just think him initially going to PSG from Barca, that was just a letdown. And then now, look, I get it. There's so much money in Saudi Arabia. I'd go. You'd be stupid not to. All the weirdos on Twitter who are having a go at Jordan Henderson for going to Saudi Arabia and apparently betraying his beliefs. I'm sorry, no matter what beliefs I have in the world, if someone offers me £700,000 a week as a 34-year-old over-the-hill player, I'm trading my beliefs in. They're gone. They are gone. And I get why Neymar's gone. I just wished he, you know, I always used to see debates about, there was like a Neymar versus Suarez versus Bale thing that went on for so long on Twitter. And don't get me wrong, I'm obviously a huge fan of Bale being Welsh. Suarez is insane. So the real debate for me used to be Bale versus Neymar. And I've always argued Bale's better than Neymar, or at least had a better career. And I think that this now kind of nips that in the bud. You know, Bale at 32 had won 5 Champions League. Neymar's going to Saudi Arabia. It's a waste. And, you know, the Saudi Arabia League, look, I don't oppose it. I think, you know, football has been a sport of greed for a long time as it is. But, you know, it is worrying. The money that's been bandied around, you know, the state of the Premier League now as well, even choosing my fantasy team, there's just that severe lack of forwards compared to last year. And, you know, it's already noticeable. And this is really the first biggest recruitment drive they've had for that league. So you just imagine January next summer, the summer after, what the state of football is going to be like. You know, the top three leagues have always been the Premier League, La Liga, and the Bundesliga. But, you know, where does Saudi come into that? I genuinely feel it'll overtake the Bundesliga within the next 2 years, potentially. You look at Neymar's team now, and even Ronaldo's got, you know, Mane next to him, like, who isn't even anywhere close to his career being over. And, you know, now we're going to have Neymar doing 8,000 rainbow flicks against the cast of fucking Homeland. So, yeah. All right, guys. Well, the moment you've all been waiting for, obviously, the answer to the twat list. So, yeah, up next, we do have TikTok reactions. Just to kind of go through the twat list, as the clues we had earlier. Clue number one was, no way, is that a permanent marker? Can you draw over me and my mate, please? That is Marcus. Yeah? Marcus. No way, is that a permanent marker? Can you draw all over me and my mate, please? Marcus. See? It's easy, isn't it? Sol Campbell was once rumoured to have gone mad. So if anyone remembers, Sol Campbell used to have a chant. I'm definitely not going to repeat that chant on this podcast. Probably should have been cancelled a couple of times doing this already as it is. But definitely not going that far. So Sol Campbell was once rumoured to have gone mad when he was at, I think he was at, when he was at Spurs. There was rumours that he was clucking like a chicken in the dancing dancing room, in the changing room. To be honest, the way he just generally is as a person, I'm not surprised. So that is Marcus Mad. Where are we at, guys? Come on. You've got it now, haven't you? Sean Wright Phillips thinks he is this when he looks at Ian. So Sean Wright Phillips thinks he is his son. I'm his son. I'm his son. Sean Wright Phillips thinks he is obviously Ian Wright's son. I'm his son. So what do we have? Marcus Mad is son. Hey! The twat list is back. It's genius, isn't it? So if anyone doesn't know who Marcus Madison is, he is, I'll put a picture up right now, but just to kind of really, I don't know, paint a picture here. He used to wear Gucci headbands whilst playing for Bolton, but he has recently been arrested. I know he was beating up an old woman or something. I'm just going to get the actual story. So, you know, so former Newcastle United player Marcus Madison jailed after drunken attack on night out. And he basically beat up an old woman. He beat up an old woman. I mean, if that doesn't make you a twat, I don't know what does. So, yeah. Up next, guys, is the reaction videos.
Who needs a time machine?
This is my time machine.
Okay, so on second thoughts, it's now 9 fucking hours later from the point where I just said up next is TikTok reacts. It's 9 hours later. I thought I'd stop recording, go for some food, check on the footage. Turns out the footage was all corrupted and I've spent 9 really fun hours rescuing everything. So really good to be back. Really good. Loving it. So there'll be no TikTok reaction videos on the podcast this week. But what I'm going to do, guys, I'm gonna make a separate video just for YouTube. I've been sent so many stuff. It's long overdue. So that'll be on the channel this coming week. You can go follow the channel on YouTube /GoPostTV. I'm now going to go find an AK-47, put it in my ear socket and shoot. Because it's really good being back. Really good. I love technology. Technology works for me. Everything's worked, but it's really good to be back, like, you know, sarcasm aside. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode and Alex's episode. Really excited to, just see what we can give you guys over the coming months. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to go shoot myself now. Cheers.